Classic from Glenn. That is Rhinestone Cowboy. I'm in here with everybody's favorite Rhinestone Cowboy, Frank Stanko, and from the Daily News. Folks, if you read the weekend edition, you know Frank's going to be making his departure. And normally I always call these segments Catching Up with Frank, but today it's our farewell to Frank. Frank, thanks for being in studio here.
Thank you so much, Bill. The listeners couldn't see it, but I was just hopping and bopping there to the song. Gave Bill quite a little dance show there.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Frank, what led to this decision? What brought you to this point?
Yes. Well, you know, it was just I've been here nearly 9 years, and I just felt ready. It was not an easy decision. Mm-hmm. I gave it a lot of thought. I knew that I had been a reporter for a long time, and I shouldn't even say had. I still consider myself a reporter, and I've just found that that's really what I do best. Mm-hmm. And as much as I've liked being managing editor, I've learned quite a bit, even in this couple of months period. I've learned from some really great people who've come before me, and I've learned from my the Daily News and News Monitor staff, who, of course, are just a rock. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. But at the end, it just kind of came down to the analogy I've always liked to use is kind of thinking of it in terms of a marathon. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been at this for as long as I have, and after so long, you can only do it for so long. I mean, you need to just kind of stretch your muscles to do something new there, and it's not going to be easy, of course. I mean, this has been really meaningful and special, so it'll be interesting, but at the same time, I look at it as a growth opportunity.
Let's go back to the beginning. You came here from Michigan,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Was it daunting at all being that far from home, coming into a new community? And did you have second thoughts coming in?
Well, now, see, I actually had never seen this area before I came here. I mean, the closest I had came was during a school trip in high school. I'm from Michigan, and we went through, I want to say it was maybe the very northern kind of area, maybe through Grand Forks, but I'd have to go back and look at the schedule or whatever it was. But yeah, so I came here sight unseen, took a great big chance. I think I've told this story before, but I mispronounced the town. I would tell people, I'm coming to Wapeton.
Wapeton, yeah. Wapeton. Yeah, yeah. I've heard the same.
So you throw yourself in head first. I mean, you just have to. You come in, you take a risk, and ideally it works, and it worked out great here. It's just, yeah, sight unseen.
Let's talk about your career and the things that you've done in the years that you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything stand out? Do you have those moments where you just go, okay, that was like one of my crystal moments? I get asked that a lot, mm-hmm. and I can't answer that because there's so much. Is it the same with you?
Yes. I've written, I think I said, like nearly 5,000 pieces. And at any given moment, I think I can remember maybe 10 of them.
Right.
You know, it just, I mean, there are times, there are special ones. I what I love most is when we're getting away from talking points, when I'll have an interview with somebody and it just gets so, it becomes a conversation, it becomes real. It's not such and such is going to come to the office and they're going to tell me about something and they're going to look at their notes and they're going to just, you know, give me all the information they have on their notes. That's nice. And I've written, you know, some nice articles from that. But when it gets real, when it's conversation, when we can just really feel something, that's what I love most.
And so when you get done with reporting, it moves into that, because it's the same here.
Exactly.
You know, when you're no longer broadcasting and you just start to have this, and it's got a life of its own. Do you find that?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I think about, I've been doing a lot of this lately, is thinking about, okay, this was the first time I went to this place. This was the first time I saw this person. This is the most recent time I saw this person. It can get a little overwhelming, I can't lie. You know, thinking of nearly 9 years with a person. But at the same time, again, there's also that just special kind of feeling to it. And like I said, people have been so understanding. I mean, I could not do this if I knew that I was just for a somewhat dramatic word, if I was breaking hearts.
Right.
I could not do that. So the fact that everyone's been understanding has been great.
You had a great quote that said, you know, I can't blame them for loving me.
Oh,
you know, or I can't hate them for loving me. I love that quote.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
That kind of sums it up.
Thank you. I wondered about that. I didn't want to sound egotistical there, but I think there's an honesty to that. I think that there's an honesty that you know, it goes beyond just the working relationship. It goes just beyond the obligation. There's been love. There's been trust. There's been friendship. I mean, there's been a lot of really amazing things. I was kind of joking as I wrote, as I was doing the umpteen drafts of my piece. I was thinking, okay, be very, very careful how you write this. You are not writing a Dear John letter. Mm-hmm. You are not writing the doctor, you know, you're not acting like you've gotten bad news from the doctor, you know, just trying to somehow hit a sweet spot in terms of gravity, but also a little bit of humor and over more than anything, just really seriously conveying how blessed I've been, how lucky I've been, how much respect I have, and just how thankful. I mean, really, at the end, it's thankful. Thankfulness.
Let's talk about something, and you've already kind of sort of answered this. What do you like best about journalism? What's the best thing about writing to you?
Honestly, it's that feeling of knowing that we were there and we were able to share that story. There have been times where it's a little bit like a marathon. I think there was one day, there's been more than one day, but I remember times where I've been at a meeting or I've been at an event. Actually, the one that jumps to mind, there was a couple who had their anniversary party. This was right at the end of the worst of the COVID pandemic. This was about early 2021. They had their anniversary caravan. It was a big family event, and I was able to capture the photos of it. They did not know this was coming. This was this elderly couple. I think they'd been married for about 60 or so years. And so they had their event, and not to make this competitive, because it was a special event for this couple and this family, but WDAY was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the home court advantage that all I had to do was just turn around and drive down the street and run and put something online, whereas WDAY was going to have to go an hour north to get it ready.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some fun in being able to run back to the office and be like, oh, got it. Gotcha. Beat sure. you to the punch.
Right.
Got it. I love that.
So there's still that going on.
There is. At the most noble, it's sharing information. It's sharing stories. It's doing public service work. I mean, the worst of the COVID pandemic, you know, we were there. We were telling folks, okay, here's what the cases were. Here's how to get your vaccinations. Here's how to be prepared. Here's what to do. And I was telling Michelle Eberhardt this, you know, Michelle, who was from the public health. I'll never forget. I think it was we had had, you know, so many months, so many weeks of cases, active cases. And that first day where we didn't have anything. I mean, it was that moment of excitement where it's like, OK, the clouds are breaking. We can breathe again.
Yeah.
And you get excited, you get a little emotional, you get, you know, you do like a little fist bump or something, and you think, okay, this is next.
I was with them through that whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's stuff I'm going to miss.
It's 9:48. We've got light rain, 57 degrees. It's our farewell to Frank. Mm-hmm. What's up ahead for you, young man? Where do you go from here?
Well, I have accepted a staff writer position with the Watershed Voice in Three Rivers, Michigan.
Okay.
Three Rivers is about a half hour south of Kalamazoo. So it'd be about 90 minutes south of Grand Rapids, which is where I'm from. And I look forward to it. Again, I don't have the most familiarity with that region. So again, kind of flying a little blind here, mm-hmm. but as we've clearly established, that's something that I
You're
love
used
doing.
To that. Yeah. You're used to it.
And I have to admit, there is the excitement of being closer to family members again. I know I keep talking about COVID a lot, but the last few years did kind of reroute a few things in my mind, did kind of make me think, okay, maybe it's not a bad thing to be closer to family members again. I've always been close to them. I always call my loved ones every Sunday, but it's just, you know, when the chips are down, it's nice to be back in the same time zone again.
Yeah, it's funny. I hear a lot of people saying that now too. Since COVID, that's one thing. It's kind of brought me closer to the family ties. Frank, I tell you what, I always hate goodbyes. It's always, you know, I'll catch you down the road. My mother used to tell me, too, there's nobody that's irreplaceable. But I like to say, and I like to think, based on proof, that there's some people, you know, it comes darn close. I think for what you've done for our community in the time you've been here, I think irreplaceable, yeah, you're kind of dancing right up to the edge of that. So from the entire community, I think I'm safe in saying, you know, thank you.
That hardly seems
appropriate, but for everything you've done and wherever the four winds take you, you know, the best of luck to you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm just so proud and so thankful that everyone has been understanding and loving about this, and that They understand that I'm leaving in the best circumstances. I really am trying to make this as peaceful and respectful as possible.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, my friend. Frank Stako from the Daily News, at least through the end of June. It is 9:51 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Pour me another drink. 'Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off.